This is Seven Symphonies Chords from Swallows of the South, and you're listening to Redemption, a member of the RPG Academy Network.
This is Redemption, an actual play podcast set in the Star Wars role-playing game system, with Chris Berlew as the GM and the droid R3A1.
It's for the locals.
Andy Fox as the mysterious Duros Isla Zarla.
I think I'm a little relaxation drunk. Is that a thing?
Kaylee Young as the Twi'lek Jedi Knight Corell.
Not too bad, Captain Tight Pants.
And Michael Waldschlager II as the Duros pilot, Tazi.
I just want to look nice for Isla.
Episode 418, Adventures in Clothing Acquisition. With Tazi holed up on the suite at the top of the resort on Canto Bight, dealing with a disapproving tailor, Corell and Isla go to find their own outfits to better blend in with the high rollers and the well-to-do of this decadent resort town. Unseen by the distracted crew, there are still beings following their every move, documenting them for some yet unknown purpose.
Why are you here?
I want to help someone in need, and I think that you could be a valuable asset.
How so? I'm in prison for trying to avenge my wife and daughter. And he puts his head in his hands.
Would you like a second chance?
I see Artith's head lift up out of his hands, and his eyes kind of narrow and become more focused. How so?
Simply need to kill the crew of the Crowlet's Fang. That's what you want, after all.
A smile creeps across Artith's face, and his eyes narrow. Well, yes, but I'm stuck in here with no way to get to them. As soon as Artith finishes his sentence, the force field drops, and he looks out towards the hallway, and he slowly moves over there and looks down the hallway and doesn't see any guards, and he looks back at the hollow emitter.
Do I have your interest?
Yes, I just need to get to my ship.
Your ship has been repossessed, but I've provided you with a temporary measure. You'll find a present on the ship for you.
Thank you. And Artith turns away, walks down the hallway, heading towards the landing bay. We watch him as he walks onto his ship, and at the top of the landing bay, there's a little cargo box sitting there. He walks over and opens it up, and laying inside of the cargo box is the real A1, currently powered off with a nice restraining bolt sitting on his chest. And packaged all around A1's chassis, a nice ring of thermal detonators, and a data pad. And the data pad simply has the name Tello and Nada. And Artith reaches down and picks up the data pad and heads towards the cockpit. We see the landing dock close, and the camera cuts over to the crew. I think we just do a little montage of Tazi drinking, Corell working out, Isla looking at different catalogs.
I picture like Isla looking at one of the catalogs and coming over to the bar and like showing Tazi. And at first Tazi is like acting like kind of disinterested, and then she keeps talking, and then like you see him like he spits a drink out and then starts looking at the catalog with Isla.
Then it cuts over to Corell as she walks into what they call a workout room, and it is very shiny and chromed and very pretty, and there's a bunch of, you know, hollow trainers talking to people, but it's a rich person's workout room. It's not, you know, anything she's used to. There's nothing serious here. There's nothing that really would work for her. She prowls around a little bit looking at the equipment and the people, and then just throws up her hands and then walks back out of the room.
Tazi is asleep next to Isla, and she is eagerly talking like he's still awake with the catalog in her hands.
And then there's a doorbell that rings.
Oh, that must be the tailor.
I'm sorry, what? That,
clothing. Tailor, remember?
Oh, no, yeah, that, wow, that Thorian brandy was way stronger than I thought. Oh, my head. Oh, ah. That's why I don't drink brandy. Ugh.
We're barely an hour into this vacation and you're already hungover?
It's a vacation, right? So, yes.
Isla gets up to answer the door.
Yeah, you open up the door, and there are two Dougs that are standing there with bags in their feet, because they use their feet as hands, and they walk in on their hands.
Hey, you ordered a massage. We're here.
Oh, we thought the tailor was coming up.
Nope. He comes later.
Okay. Are you the couple's massage or the individual massage?
I have one for Captain Tazi and one for his first mate.
Oh, yay. That's me.
And they both walk in, and one of them walks over to a pad on the wall, punches in a few keys, and from the floor rise up two little massage tables.
Tazi comes wandering out of the bedroom with his that pink flight suit basically like down around his waist, tied his little undershirt on, stretching.
Who is it? Who's here?
You say that and a towel hits you in the face.
Put that on. Get on the table.
But wait, what? Put what on? What? I'm not...
Isla's already laying on the table, only covered in a towel.
You see a Doug patting the other table.
Yeah, come on.
And he's
cracking his...
Can Adora get some privacy in here?
He turns around and looks out the window.
Let me know when you're done.
There's the most beautiful view out the windows when you lay down over here, Tazi.
I get that. I'm just not comfortable disrobing in front of these guys.
You notice that the female dog has climbed up on the actual table, and she's using her feet rubbing Isla's shoulders, and then her hands are rubbing her lower back.
Seriously, Tazi, you have to try this.
Tazi begrudgingly disrobes and puts the towel on and walks over to the table and lays down in a similar position that Isla took.
And the Doug climbs up, and you feel a little warm oil on your back and feet on your shoulders, hands on your back, and he's massaging away. And at first it's a little rough, but...
Hey, man. Would you take it easy? And you're not tenderizing a side of, you know...
Hey, I gotta work these knots out. What do you sleep on? A rock?
No, a chair.
He
sleep
sleeps
in a chair.
In a chair. Like a flight chair, not even a really comfortable chair.
Oh, you're a pilot.
Yeah, I fly a bit. Yeah.
You here for the pod race challenge?
I didn't know that was here. We're just getting some repairs on planet side here, and we're only here for a couple days while we get the repairs done, and then we're gonna head out again.
All right. Well, designers are paying 500 credits a day, and there's a 10,000 credit bonus for whoever beats the record.
Wait, what now?
Yeah, wait, did you... So anybody can race?
Yeah.
They're paying racers?
Yeah, they're designing the track. They need test pilots.
How does one get that job?
Go down to the track and show them your skills. I'd do it, but cataracts.
I guess maybe that's something to think about the next couple days. Could make some easy money.
Yeah, and it'll be fun.
Ow, ow, ow.
Tazi, just relax.
I'm trying to relax. It hurts.
I'll be more gentle.
And he starts banging his feet on your shoulders.
It's really hard to talk when you're doing that.
Oh, sorry. Most people don't want to talk while we're doing this.
Good point.
About that time, the door opens and Carell walks in. I cannot believe what they think they call workout areas. I mean, it's just a bunch of, like, pampered... Whoa! Okay... Carell covers her eyes with her hand. You two are busy and very naked with Dougs. I will go, I'm gonna go into my room and,
Sorry, Carell.
That's perfectly okay.
No,
you
it's
don't
fine.
Need to. What happens in the snuggle pod stays in
this
the snuggle pod.
The
this is not a problem.
It's not the snuggle pod.
Nothing
it's just
to be ashamed of.
It's just a massage. They'll work on you when they're done with us.
I'm perfectly okay, thank you. I'll be in my room meditating. And she backs into the room and shuts the door.
Awkward.
You got that right.
She's kind of an awkward person anyway. That makes you feel any better?
I feel great. How do you feel, sir?
And then we cut back up to the suite. We see the dogs leaving.
Have a nice day.
Oh, I could take a nap after that.
Oh, man. Ooh. I gotta do that more often. Ugh.
Can we book them for, like, every day?
I mean, I think so. I don't know why we couldn't.
Once the dogs leave, Carell peeks out of her room.
Oh, hi. The tailor has not been here yet, right?
No, the tailor should be here soon.
Okay.
That's probably the tailor. I'm gonna...
Carl turns around and opens the door.
I'm not really dressed for this right now.
Well, I mean, you'd have to undress for the tailor anyway.
Yeah, but not to this level of undress.
I don't know how rich people do things.
I'm going to assume the tailor doesn't want us naked.
I think I'm a little relaxation drunk. Is that a thing?
I mean, I just know regular drunk. I don't know relaxation drunk.
You say Carell's opening the door?
Yeah.
Okay. Standing in front of you is a Nemoidian.
Okay.
You requested a tailor?
It's for our friend Ensign back here, Captain Tazi. Come on in.
Oh, thank you.
He is a little sartorially challenged, so, you know, use your best instinct. He's not really a formal person, but he'll need at least one formal outfit. I believe his lady wants to go to one of the formal balls.
Ah, and what type of ball would you like to go to?
One of the more formal dancing balls.
Yes.
Excellent.
Isla?
Hello, I just had the most wonderful massage.
He bows.
Oh, I mean, we all kind of needed some hot weather clothing, right?
Well, but I mean, I'm sure he doesn't do, like, bathing suits.
We all look at the tailor.
You are correct. I do not.
Yeah, I figure he can hook Tazi up with some nice clothes. I have some already. I was going to go suit shopping here in a little bit if you wanted to go, but in case you needed something really nice as well.
Okay.
Because I know you have the one outfit from the opera, but, you know, that's just one outfit and you've worn it already.
Do people here not wear outfits twice?
Not usually.
It's also been a month or so, so it's kind of out of season.
How long is a season?
Depends upon the planet, the species.
She's from Neos 3.
Yeah. Oh,
looks at you with look of...
It's a mining moon.
Ah, very well. So we're looking at formal outfits for the couple and yourself.
I'm going to flip over this destiny point.
Mm-hmm. No, I have an appointment at Madame Rio's. It's a referral from on Coruscant.
Very well. So, one outfit, two outfits. How long are you staying?
Tazi, come on out. The tailor's here for you.
Yeah, I'm coming. Just a second.
Maybe just one formal outfit.
Very well.
What is Tazi wearing when he comes out?
The only clothing Tazi brought, which is the pink flight suit with the sleeves missing and the pant legs cut off.
As soon as Tazi steps out, he's...
Oh, my.
Carl quickly walks over to Isla and kind of takes her aside over by the window.
I was actually hoping you would go with me to Madame Rio's. I mean, that way we can both get some clothing. I know Tazi doesn't want to go out. That's why I called him.
Oh, okay. We can just have him... We can just have the tailor do something for Tazi. That's fine.
So, we got about 10 minutes before we have to go.
So we're just going to leave the tailor here with Tazi?
Yeah, but tell him what you want Tazi to look like. Otherwise, he's going to look like Kirk knows what.
All right. So, Taylor, I'm sorry. I missed your name, apparently.
As soon as Tazi walked out, he's,
oh my.
And he's pulled out a data pad, and you see him typing away. He looks at you.
You may call me Aldar.
Albach?
Aldar.
Albar. All right, Albar. So,
close enough, ma'am.
What are the trends for men's clothing this season?
He looks at Tazi, and he looks at you.
Maybe something to make the shoulders look a little more masculine?
Masculine? Yeah.
Something in the midsection to highlight his natural figure.
I think you're right. I think something very classic, though.
Yes.
Because Tazi's not going to want to have many things in his closet, so we need something that can go probably multiple places.
I just want to look nice for Isla and not stick out like a sore thumb around here.
I agree. You're in the best hands you could be in.
I don't know the best hands. I just had some pretty good hands and feet a little while ago.
He looks at Isla, then looks at you.
Isla doesn't say anything.
Have my work cut out for me. I will need to start getting some measurements.
That's fine. I can leave my flight suit on, right?
Please do.
Okay.
As he says that, the doors open for the suite, and you see several little droids come walking in, and they have different bolts of fabric and mirrors, and they start setting up around Tazi, and a couple of them start doing measurements, and you can see them transmitting the measurements to the data pad, and you can see the tailor's typing on there. Then he shows Isla a picture.
Something like this?
I think
maybe a gray to offset his skin tone with some stripes.
Yes, I think that would be wonderful.
And maybe a red pocket square and a red ascot to complement his eyes.
Oh, I think so, yes. Tazi, how do you feel about ascots?
Is it a drink?
He loves them. Great. That's fabulous. No, sir.
It's a fashion accessory that goes around the neck and hangs down. It's silky and smooth. It feels nice on the skin.
I guess whatever. Whatever she'd like me to wear.
Hat? Cane? Gloves? Or is that too much?
Tazi looks to Isla.
Well, I say the whole shebang.
So the whole shebang.
And then we can just remove what we don't need for various adventures.
I will leave those adventures to you too.
Is this clothing gonna be like detachable sleeves and like breakaway clothing? Do I need breakaway clothing?
I don't think you need breakaway clothing.
He looks at you with a look that's a cross between disgust, shock, and almost like he wants to walk out, but he composes himself.
No, none of your clothes will be breakaway, but they will be very comfortable.
I trust you. You're this is what you do, so just like if you got on my ship, I would expect you would trust me to fly. I expect you to make some nice clothes for me.
I am the best tailor here.
I have no other point of comparison.
Shall we begin, sir?
Sure. Can I get another drink first? Do you want one?
Yes.
And Tazi goes over to the bar and gets the Ithorian brandy back down and pours a couple small snifters.
He drinks it and begins making a suit for Tazi.
All right, we're going to go to our appointment.
Yeah, you boys have fun.
Well, I'll be here when you get back.
All right. Come on, Isla.
So on our way to the appointment, could I do a perception check?
Sure.
To see if I can see anything?
Sure.
I'm just curious.
2 purple. Just go average.
I got 4 advantages and 1 failure.
Okay. On the way there, you hear a lot of talk and a lot of betting on the pod race track that's being built. And talking about, can anybody beat the record of 3 minutes and 25 seconds?
That doesn't seem like a very fast record.
Well, it depends on how long the track is, I would say.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because I know that on Tatooine, they do a lot of pod racing there, and it's a pretty long track. So the skiff drops us off outside of Metal Murillo's and waits for us. And it is in the newer part of town, but the building looks old. Like, it's been here forever. It's been it looks weathered. It's made out of this gray Dura steel that looks like it's weathered stone, and there's a single door, no windows or anything. It just says, you know, MME Rios Clothier, and there's a single button. Now, okay, so a friend of mine got me a referral to this place. It's a little expensive, but you know, we have the ship's accounts, and A1's been inflating those constantly. I really should not ask where he gets all the money other than gambling, but that's neither here nor there. Just remember, these people are a little, what's a good way to put it? Haughty? So just kind of, you know, expect... You saw the way the tailor was with Tazi? He's not quite as bad as these people. But these are also what are called fashion makers, so go with whatever they think. It may be a little weird, but it'll look good.
Okay. Unless they tell us to do weird things because they think they can get away with it.
You obviously use your own judgment, but keep an open mind is what I'm kind of going for. And Carl pushes the buzzer.
Well, the door opens. It's a shop.
And Carl holds up what looks like just a plain blank piece of metal about the size of what we would consider a credit card.
The door opens, and you see a tall feline standing there.
Okay.
The green-skinned humanoid, and he gestures you in. Welcome to the store.
Thank you very much.
Carl walks in.
I assume you have an appointment?
Yes. And she hands the card. Madame Rios was to see us at 1600.
Very well. Wait over there. And he points to a couple of big plush chairs.
Carl walks over and sits.
Isla feels very self-conscious, so she walks a little weird as she goes to sit down.
We need a set of these on the ship, honestly. Oh, yeah, they have a massage function, too.
They do?
Yeah. It flip up the armrest. There's the control panel. This is just like the one that is in Coruscant.
Oh, wow. So does this person have two places of business, or...
Well, no, it's really a chain. This won't actually be Madame Rios. It's the same... It's a chain of these.
A female Faline walks out. She's probably in her 40s.
Oh, my appointment. What can I help you two with?
Curl gets to her feet and nods.
Thank you very much for seeing us. We were referred to you by your Coruscanti office. We would like some clothing, mainly some formal wear, some more relaxed wear. As you can see, I'm fresh off the ship. I only have one good gown, and, well, to be fair, I've worn it. So we need some gear, and then we will be going shopping for incidentals later.
Oh, very well.
She looks over at Isla.
I am thinking a light purple. That would complement your skin.
Yes, it would. And Isla smiles, like, really big and kind of, like, fake. She feels really out of place for some reason.
What type of activities will you be doing in this outfit?
Well, hopefully dinner and dancing.
What type of dancing do you anticipate needing this for?
Well, I mean, I would love to go to the Grand Ballroom, but I don't know if my partner is going to be into that, quite honestly.
I think he'll go if you ask him to go.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Then yes.
So a...
Fancy-ass ballroom dancing.
So a ballroom gown. Very well. Are you looking for something classic or something trendy?
Classic, please.
I would prefer something a little more trendy. Something from, you know, earlier this season, maybe.
What is Carell wearing?
Carell is actually wearing what is her normal armor, which is what she wears off the ship. Her lightsaber is not visible, however.
Okay.
I would also like to request pockets, please.
Are we anticipating trouble?
No, I just really love pockets.
I would actually prefer my outfit to be a little thick, if you understand.
She looks at the armor you're wearing. Ah, so you are the bodyguard. I understand.
Yes.
That makes sense. So you would like something functional as well as trendy, and you would like something classic. I do.
Yes.
I see.
You understand my meaning perfectly. Thank you.
And she takes you guys over to a rack of various gowns on it and has Isla try on several different gowns.
No. We would prefer something new. These are... People will be wearing these.
Oh. Do you want something one of a kind?
An original, yes, for my friend here. I may be able to do with something a little less classy, but...
Oh, yes. You need to blend in.
Correct. She should be eye-catching. Make her boyfriend, shall we say, leave his jaw on the floor.
Mm. So you want to make everyone stare at you?
Yes.
Very well. She takes you over to the other section in the store. Please, stand on this platform, and I will have to make something custom fit to your figure, so I will need to have my droids measure as close to the skin as possible.
Okay.
Carl stands behind the Faline with her arms crossed and just nods, staring at Isla.
And we have a scene where this Faline is developing an outfit for you.
So maybe not everybody look at me, but I mean, something nice for my boyfriend would be good. It doesn't have to be, you know, quite like this. And she's wearing some sort of light up ball gown that looks like a wizard bride.
Like something Lady Gaga would wear.
Like, yeah, it's definitely something Lady Gaga would wear. And she takes off the shades and she's like, this is a little too much. I don't think I need to stand out quite this much.
Yes, actually, the spotlight droid that's following her is, it's a little overdone.
So you want something that will catch his eye, but not necessarily everybody's eye.
Yes.
What type of things is he interested in?
Carol covers her face with her hand. Mind the following.
Golden pod racers.
He is a pod racer? Is he entering into the tournament?
Yes, he probably is. Will I need something to wear to that event? Something else?
Over Carell's hand, her eyes get really big.
I think that you could probably wear just about anything to watch. Unless you're in one of the VIP suites, then I would recommend something nice.
We would probably be in the Admiralty suite.
Then, yes, you'd want something nice.
A different sort of nice, though.
Yes. So he is a pilot, eh?
Yes, he is.
He is also, he's very tall and very lithe. That's probably a good word for it. So you can, here's a picture of them together. And unfortunately for Isla, it's the picture of Tazi drooling that she shows the Feline. Oh, hang on. There's a better one of them here standing together. There you go.
So we probably want something not so...
severe?
Poofy?
Correct. You don't want to make him disappear into the background.
Correct. All right. So something form-fitting to you.
Something with maybe a little slink in it.
Ah, I understand.
Would you like to get up here, Carell? Would you like something with a little slink in it?
Oh, no. We already have my outfits. They're outside on the rack. They just need to be sized to me.
Okay, yeah. I'm a little... I mean, I've never attended pod racing here. Is there anything weird about it that I should know?
Well, here, each person that is a test pilot takes the course by himself, does one lap, and his score is compared to the others.
So they do not compete together?
Not yet. Once the course is complete.
Ah, I understand. I've seen the pod races... Well, I have not seen personally the pod races on Tatooine, but I've been told of them.
So that's how they qualify? Is that they need to...
Well, in a few days, they will announce who has the fastest time. That person will win the grand prize. And then once the track is considered safe for competitors to go side by side, they will open it up for that.
So when Madame Rio goes out to get some fabric is when Isla calms Tazi.
Okay.
So Tazi, the $10,000 credit is for the person who does the fastest lap on the pod racing track.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's easy money, and those times set your place in the big race, but, I mean, 10,000 credits for the fastest time, I think we could pretty easily do that.
Oh, I said, wait, you want me to enter the pod race thing? I mean, I thought it'd be fun as a little diversion, but, like, do you actually want me to...
I mean...
Enter?
I could enter.
Do you feel pretty confident about your piloting skills?
I mean,
a pod racer is a lot different than, like, a speeder or a spaceship.
We'll see, I guess, but...
Oh, well, I mean, I'll just... Pod racing is very... It's the best way to put it. It's very dangerous. Lots of times... Well, the few times I've seen pod races live, I mean, with lots of pods... Like, the engines separate, the pod goes flying, I mean, they're... The engines can explode, overheat. I mean, these pods that they race.
Okay. You can enter.
No. I don't know if I want to do it. I'm just saying if you want to do it, I just want you to be aware of the risk. That's all. I mean, it's exhilarating. It's super fast. It's typically an open cockpit. Like you've got the wind rushing through your hair your skin.
I guess we don't have a pod though.
We don't. But maybe we could. Maybe we could get one, but I mean, either way, you know, if you want to do it, I'm certainly I'm behind you. I'll help as much as I can, and I'll root for you if it's something that sounds like fun. I mean, like I said, it's exhilarating. It's just
they don't take money away from you if you don't win. So
yeah, I mean, no, it's not. Like, I mean, it doesn't sound like there's an entry fee. It sounds like they want people to test their new track. I mean, and they're giving away a prize for the people that get the best times on the new track. But
Yes.
The track isn't finished, is it? They're still building it.
No, I don't think it is.
Okay, well, I mean, we can certainly, we can look into that when we're done here. How's your clothing thing going?
It's fine. Carell told the lady I really wanted to stand out, and I had to kind of tone her back.
I feel like my pants are too tight. Like, they're really nice, but these pants are, I mean, these are way tighter than my flight suit.
Your legs are pretty skinny. Do you really want tight pants?
Taylor's doing what you guys wanted me to do, so.
Oh, that's.
I'm just warning you. I mean, these are tight pants. The colors are nice and everything, but they're a little tight. And there's not as much freedom in the pants, if you understand where I'm coming from. Moving around is difficult.
I mean, the pants aren't gonna stay on forever, Tazzy.
Come again.
Nothing.
Wait, no, you said something. What did you say?
Nope, nothing. All right, you have a good time. I guess we'll try to find a pod for you.
Wait, I thought you were the one racing.
We must have a really bad connection.
What?
What?
Just come back to the room when you guys are done.
You cut back to the suite just as Isla and Carell come through the door, and they've got at least a dozen shopping bags hanging off their arms as they walk in. Both of them are smiling. Did you see that guy? I could not believe when you told him that was for Tazi.
Tazi, come try on your bathing suit.
Tazi steps in off the balcony when he's called, and he seems to be wearing a gray linen suit with some iridescent highlighted panels. A very, very well-fitted suit. Small lapels with an iridescent shirt underneath, and what appear to be some kind of sandal on his feet. He comes in into the room holding a drink. Ladies?
You look amazing.
I still think these pants are too tight, but I guess I'm getting used to it.
Nope, not too tight.
No, not. They're pretty. Yeah, they're. Can you turn around a little?
Sure, I guess.
And he, like, takes his hand and, like, throws the side of the jacket back and kind of, like, spins a little bit.
The tailor said this is how I show off the waistline.
That is definitely it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not too bad, Captain Tight Pants.
I know. They're tight. These pants are tight, right? They're very tight.
But they highlight your assets.
Wait, thanks? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm gonna go put my stuff away. I'll be back in a minute. Do you guys want to hit the pool when we're done?
Definitely, yeah.
I don't have a suit. I don't have a
yes,
bathing.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Isla holds up a Tazi size swimsuit. Isla holds up a piece of fabric the size of her hand.
Whoa. I'm not wearing that to the pool in public where anyone
but
else could see
it. It's a very popular bathing suit here on Canto Bight.
No, that's, I'm sure it might be for some people, but not for me. I'll wear that for you in the snuggle pod. That's the compromise I'll make. I'll wear it for you, but I will not wear it in front of anyone else.
All right.
Literally, there's nothing to that thing. It barely fits on your hand.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. So Isla then pulls out a swimsuit that looks like long underwear that would cover pretty much all of Tazi, like his flight suit.
Wait, what's that? That's not a swimsuit. That looks like something I wear under my flight suit.
No, it's totally a swimsuit. It's made out of the special fabric that, you know, kind of repels water and dries really quickly.
Well, I mean, it sounds exactly like the stuff I wear under my flight suit. It's
called a rash guard. Divers use it.
I'm not planning on doing a bunch of diving. I mean, it looks like it certainly fits tighter than these pants. Do you happen to have anything else? I mean, I can just wear my pink flight suit to the pool. I mean, I'm not going to wear that out.
No, I got it. And Isla then reaches in and pulls out a pair of white board shorts. They are pretty plain, and they probably stretch down to about 2 inches above Tazi's knee. And what Tazi can't see that the audience can, because Isla's holding them up sort of up above her head so that he can see them, is that on the butt it says Tazi in sparkles.
Okay, no, that looks better. You know, that looks like something I'd be okay with wearing down to the pool. You got my, they're in my size, right?
They are, yes.
Oh, here, let me try them on.
And he doesn't notice the sparkles.
I'd like to make a perception check.
Go ahead.
So two red and three purple.
Tazi's perception versus Isla's skullduggery. Let's see what comes out here. So that is three successes and four threats. Tazi looks around briefly, takes the shorts. His color flushes a little when he sees the shorts, when he actually looks at the shorts. But he doesn't say anything. He quickly slides off the linen pants and puts on the board shorts and kind of pulls the strings tight. How do they look?
I think that'll work.
Good. All right. Let's go to the pool.
About this time, Corel comes out of her bedroom. The door opens, and she walks out, and she's wearing it's pretty demure for her. It is a one-piece bathing suit that...
With a little skirt on it?
With a little bit of skirt on it. It is a silvery gray that almost matches Tazi's original outfit, but it's got much more of a sheen to it, with like a black skirting around there that just barely covers her backside.
Oh, those are... See, I told you those would look great on him.
Did he notice?
I don't think so.
She gives you a little thumbs up.
Go change, Isla, so we can go.
Okay. So Isla not only has sort of a rash guard for herself, she also puts on one of those long, flowy, white over shirts and a big floppy hat and is busy. You know, she's got a giant tote bag where she's packing stuff up, and she's like slathering sunscreen on herself. It is the opposite of like sexy beach time.
When Isla leaves to change, Tazi turns to Corel.
So was my name on the backside of these shorts your idea or hers?
With a perfectly straight face, Corel says,
I don't know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
I had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
I may or may not have applauded. But this was totally... No, okay, here's the first thing.
Understood.
The first time, it was really Kao's idea. And I know I didn't want to be derivative, but she, you know, it was... you know, she thought of you. That isn't that important.
As long as it made her happy, that's fine.
I think it totally did. My amusement is simply a bonus.
Yep.
All right, are we ready to go?
Yeah, let's just grab a couple towels.
They have them down there.
Oh,
they actually have boys that bring you towels.
Oh, okay.
And drinks.
That's fine. Let's go.
Lots of alcohol.
You guys are heading towards the pool. Tazi, make another average perception check.
Two successes, and that's it.
Okay. You see that Zeltron you saw earlier? He is standing there next to a Gran. This one's a little taller than the Zeltron, and they're looking down at a datapad. They look at you, and they look at the datapad, and then they scurry off real quick, kind of whispering to themselves.
Hey, wait. Hey, look over there.
Where?
Look.
What?
And Tazi tries to point to them as they're scurrying away.
Do we notice?
Corel and Isla, make perception checks.
What's the difficulty?
Let's make the difficulty two purple and throw in a couple black dice, because they're both kind of scattering through the crowd.
Five successes and one advantage.
Two successes and a threat.
You both see the younglings that Tazi's pointing at.
Wait, you mean the Zeltron and the Gran?
Yeah, yeah. Although before it wasn't a Gran.
That kid over there?
They ran into the bar.
Well, let's follow.
Well, no, let's follow them. At least you guys saw them this time.
All right.
Anyway, the Zeltron was standing outside the skiff, outside the yacht.
Oh, I believe before. You, Tazi.
I haven't seen the Gran is new. I haven't seen the Gran before.
Well, let's see if we can follow them.
You see they're heading down a little alley in between two buildings.
They didn't go into the bar. They went down the alley.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Let's go.
Well, okay, take us there.
And Isla sets off running.
Okay. You guys enter into the alley. They are trying to hide from you, so perception checks.
What is the difficulty?
A red and a purple.
Four successes.
Two successes, four advantages, one triumph.
Two successes.
Okay, Isla, you got the triumph.
Yep.
You enter into the alleyway, and you notice you almost trip over one of them as they are trying to scurry behind a dumpster, trying to get away. And you, Corel and Tazi, you see them back there.
Can I grab the one I tripped over?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so I want to grab... Which one did I trip over?
The Zeltron.
The Zeltron. I grab the Zeltron. Hold on a second. We need to talk to you.
Hey, what are you doing?
Is the Zeltron still dressed like Tazi?
Yes.
What do you want with Mr. Tazi?
Hey, hold on.
Are you really the captain of the Crowlet's Fang?
This episode's Patreon is James Nevitt. James, thank you for being our Patreon. We appreciate everything you've done, and we hope you continue to listen and enjoy the show.
A Redemption Podcast is played using the Star Wars role-playing system by Fantasy Flight Games and LucasBooks. Please interact with us on social media, Facebook and Twitter at Redemption Pod, Instagram at Redemption Podcast. Visit our website, redemptionpodcast.com. Please leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or whatever other podcatcher you use. This will help people find us. And if you like us, please consider using Patreon. Our Patreon is patreon.com/redemption. Until next time.